On the KSRO live line with us is the director of Santa Rosa City Water, Ben Horenstein. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a feeling that your department is probably a little bit busy today, preparing for the rainstorm to come later today and tomorrow.
Yes, we have quite a number of activities going on to prepare and ensure everything remains safe for the residents.
Yeah, and of course, I guess the primary thing that we're concerned about with, a decent storm coming is protecting our watersheds, protecting our drains, storm drains, et cetera. And what are the efforts being made in that regard today?
Yeah, so the city just recently replaced and upgraded our stormwater BMPs, and those are generally what BMPs is short for best management practices.
Thank you.
Those are the hay bottles that you see protecting storm drains and construction sites and the like. And the idea is to minimize the debris that gets into the system that could plug it up or could adversely impact the environment. So it was quite a massive effort. The ones we had put out following the fire were exhausted. So we set up a pretty large effort and did that. And we also have roving crews during the storms because, of course, we did have an issue with our storm drain pipes.
Yes.
And we corrected all of them that we found, but just in case what we're going to be vigilant for a number of years during the wet weather season to ensure that, of course, we don't have what occurred tragically in Southern California. And if anything does happen, we're on top of it immediately.
Yep. And just unbelievable what you think about what the damage the fires in October have done. We're reading now that you guys are really testing for benzene, which is this chemical that could be found in some of the pipes. We first thought it was maybe just contaminated in Fountain Grove, but you guys are expanding your tests. Tell us what benzene is, where it comes from, and what's the status right now?
Sure. So benzene is an organic chemical that there's a lot of broad sources and ways it's derived, but specifically in this instance, all indications are that the benzene is off-gassing from pipes that were heated up and melted during the fires. And as you noted, one more kind of aftermath of this tragic event that we all went through. We are, the area that's under advisory has remained, and that area does have more significant issues. As you noted, we are, as we're zeroing in on the cause, we're checking beyond the advisory area to understand if the scope of this issue is broader. And what we're finding, yes, we did find these six additional properties outside of the area, but that's well over 100 samples. So we actually aren't finding widespread issues. We're finding kind of very localized areas outside of the advisory area. And to be clear, the hits of benzene that we're finding are where we're targeting burned plastic water pipes on properties where the homes have been destroyed.
Right.
We've found these six hits. So it's not reflective of the quality of the water in the mains throughout the city or even in this area. It's really a localized issue we're finding and able to identify these outlier properties.
And Ben, what should we as citizens be on the lookout for or be mindful of as these rains really start to come in?
Yeah, I think, you know, what we all, we know we live in an area that's prone to flooding, and just general vigilance, of course, and following everything we hear in terms of flooding. But the storms coming up this late in the season, we don't anticipate significant flooding, but we all need to be vigilant if we're in our cars, the safety practices that we've been informed to. And then besides that, I think having, of course, city staff is going to be out in the field and vigilant, but having the community assist us and call in if they see anything, and that would be, kind of slides or movement of the earth or
yeah.
you know, the start of a debris flow or the forming of a sinkhole. All of those are indications of potential problems with the storm drain system. The city would really appreciate the earliest indication if folks observe anything.
Yeah, I would think that, you know, obviously the sooner the better in terms of being able to deal with something like that. So a good, very good idea for us to be on the watch for, not just over the next 48 hours, but in the rest of the rainy season to come. Ben, thanks so much for being here this morning. Appreciate the update.
Absolutely. Anytime.